How to write a pardon letter for immigration in 7 steps. How to write a pardon letter according to the type? Waiver letter samples can help. There's an instruction that will allow you to define the essential steps in order not to get lost in the process. 1. Gather the facts and application requirements. Find out what kind of information should be gathered and mentioned in your letter. Proofs, documents, details, facts, all that can contribute to the positive decision. In the end, such information could be asked for in the institution, the representative, or on the site of the institution. Check or ask for your eligibility or whether you have the right to apply for such application as well. Support all your statements with facts. 2. Equip yourself with samples. The chances are high someone before you already wrote the letter of the type you need, so it's a better idea to dig for the sample and the examples that you can find on the web. When drafting, stick to the writing format mentioned by the institution. If such are not provided, keep to the rules of the official business letter writing. 3. Address the recipient. Find out who the recipient is. Use an appropriate title and address of the committee to whom your letter will be submitted. Use the appropriate salutation, Mr., Ms., Your Honor, etc. 4. The first paragraph. Introduce yourself. Start by writing your name and place of residence. After, state clearly and shortly the reason for the pardon letter application. 5. The second paragraph. If you are not writing the letter from the first person, establish how you connect to the person who is seeking for the pardon. Use the connection to persuade why, in your point of view, the person subject of the letter should be granted a pardon. 6. The body of the letter. As a rule, the body consists of 2 to 4 paragraphs, just like in the GRE waiver request letter. Make sure all your evidence and facts add up. For instance, the fact that you are an old friend of the person is not relevant if the person is seeking the pardon because of the job-finding difficulty. But if you are a former employer, it could be a valuable characteristic. 7. The closing. In the closing paragraph, include the contact information so that you could shortly be contacted if there are reasons for that. Leave enough space for the personal signature made by hand. Keep in mind that the letter of the pardon should also be signed in front of a notary, as it provides your identity as the signer of the document.